Well, folks, I think it's time.
Uh-oh. Is it time for the surprise?
It's time for the surprise.
The surprise. Ooh. How are we going to do it?
How are we going to do it?
Yes, tell me.
Well, first off, I'm going to need a couple of volunteers, well, at least one volunteer with a microphone who's ready to get a little bit of a workout.
One volunteer with a microphone.
And I'll tell you what it is.
Ooh.
Each table is going to be competing against the other tables.
Oh.
And we, yes, including ours. So each table, pick a spokesperson, because we are going to play CCB California Trivia.
Woohoo!
That's true. And then when it comes to, the head table should probably be exempt, besides which we probably have an unfair advantage when it comes to the CCB questions here. But so... That's right. Okay, so pick a spokesperson for your table, and I'll tell you how this is going to work. I have a set of questions that I have put together in advance, and I'm going to be picking them at random, and we're going to go from table to table, and we will ask the question. If you know the answer, you give the answer, and you get a point. If you don't, we go to the next table, and they get a shot at it. And we're going to see how far we get. So, Ed, if you're doing the mic, then feel free to just pick the order that works for you. But be consistent about the order, because I'm going to be assuming we're going in the same order from table 1 to table 13. And so I'm going to be keeping track of it there. All right.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're going to get started here. All right. Table 1, I'm pulling out my questions here, and I'm just going to pick one at random. And this is a CCB question.
Ah.
When was the ACB convention last in California?
1992.
No.
Oh.
Move on to table 2.
Table 2.
Table 2.
Okay, here we go then. 1999.
Correct. 1999. Yay! Los Angeles at the Westin Hotel. That's right. Yes, so now we'll move on to table number 3.
Table number 3.
And
so are you keeping score, or do you want us to keep score, or how do we do it?
If you can keep score, I would appreciate that.
All right.
Okay, so table 2 has a point?
Yay.
All right. Table number 3. What city is farther east? A, Los Angeles. B, Reno. C, Sacramento. Or D, San Francisco. Which city is farthest east?
Los Angeles.
Correct. Woo! Table number 4. Very good.
So that's table 3. Huh?
Table 3, excuse me. Okay. You ready at table number 4?
Yes.
Okay. What was Kathy Skiver's primary employer when she was a working woman? Where was her main employer during those years?
She worked at IRS in Oakland.
Correct.
This is table 5. Who is
your spokesperson? Table number 5.
Who's your spokesperson?
I hope there's a sports fan at this table.
Microphone, hold it close to your mouth.
How many World Series championships have been won by teams in California? A, 5. B, 12. C, 18. No, excuse me. C, 16. D, 18. 5, 12, 16, or 18. What's your guess?
18.
18, did you say? Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Okay.
Table six.
Number six.
Who's your spokesperson here?
Okay.
Number six.
Yes.
How many World Series championships have been won by teams in California? And I'm saying when those teams were in California. I don't count the New York ones.
We will say 12.
Yes. 12.
That was table
That's
six.
That's right.
It's table seven.
Good. Okay. Table number seven. You ready?
They are ready.
We'll find out, won't we?
Okay. Let me check this one. Okay. In what year were the ACB convention and the CCB conventions held in the same hotel?
Oh. Okay, group.
That's a good one.
Do we have any sort of idea?
In the same hotel.
Run, little hamsters.
92, we believe.
90, did you say 92?
Yes.
Nope.
Dang.
Table number eight.
Table number eight.
What's that, Louie?
Over there.
This is Richard. It's 1993.
Correct. 1993, San Francisco Airport Marriott Hotel. Yeah.
Was that table number eight?
That was table number eight,
okay.
Yes. Table number nine.
Okay.
How many California cities have more than 100,000 residents? I'm going to give it to multiple choice. A, 53, B, 58, C, 68, or D, 80.
Oh, my.
How many cities, according to Wikipedia?
That changes day to day. What are you talking about?
But they claim to be based on the 2010 census. 53, 58,
68, or 80?
We're going with 53. Nope.
Oh.
This is table 10.
Table 10.
Person here?
58, 68, or 80?
Okay. I'm going to go with 68.
Yes.
Table 10 wins.
And by that's important to know because as a rule of thumb, you want to be aware of this. As a rule of thumb, in any given population, about 2% are visually impaired and about 0.2% are totally blind. What that means is in a city of 100,000 people, in those 68 cities, there are at least 2,000 people who are visually impaired. I think we have a lot of opportunities, CCB.
Recruiting.
Okay, which table are we up to now?
11.
11, okay.
Table 11.
What was the name of the infamous spring 1996 convention hotel where the hotel and restaurant staffs were feuding?
Were what?
Where the hotel and restaurant staffs were actually feuding with each other.
Oh, they were feuding. Wow.
And there had been a fire not too long before there, too. It was a very interesting experience.
Oh, my God.
Those of you who were there will know it when you hear the name, because you will remember. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Wow. Frank, these are good questions.
Spring 1996, the hotel from
Table
hell.
11 thinks it's Double Tree.
No, not the Double Tree.
Oh.
Table
Who's
12.
Who's the spokesperson at this table, 12?
I kind of like the Double Tree. I mean, you got to like a place that has free cookies.
They have good cookies. Mmm.
We're going to say the Beverly Garland.
Yes, the infamous Beverly Garland Hotel.
That's table 12. Table 13.
Okay.
Lucky 13. Here's
another, table 13, here's another sports question. Which city is not the former home of a California pro sports team? Cleveland, Kansas City, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, or St. Louis? Not the former home of a California sports team.
Oh.
Former home.
Not
yes.
The former home?
Not the not four of those five cities actually had a team that ended up in California.
Oh.
Cleveland, Kansas City, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, or St. Louis?
I guess we're going
which one was not?
What are we doing? Cleveland or St. Louis?
Okay,
did
Jeff.
Somebody guess?
Cleveland.
No. Nope, not Cleveland. The Cleveland Rams.
Okay, we're going back to table one, Frank.
Table one.
Table one.
What happened? There was no wah, wah, wah.
Kansas City, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, or St. Louis?
I'm going to say St. Louis.
Correct.
Yay, table one has a point.
St. Louis got the Rams after they left California. That's right. Yes, that's right. Kansas City contributed both the A's and the Kings. Minnesota Lakers. That's why they were called Lakers, because they actually do have lakes in Minnesota.
Ah.
Yes, and Philadelphia A's and Warriors. There you go. Okay.
Table
all right.
Two.
Where are we? Table one or two?
Two.
Table two. Okay. I have to change my page here. Are we having fun?
Yay! Woo!
How the scream table. But Louis knows all the answers. I won't dare go there. Besides, yes. We've got to keep him happy with playing those great songs. Where'd you get those, Louis? Those are terrific.
I know. I like those.
Okay. Yep. How many CCB presidents have also been AC presidents? ACB presidents.
Oh.
Both ACB and CCB.
How many of them? Wow.
ACB president?
Oh, be quiet. They're right in front of you. They'll hear you. They're conferring. Wow.
All right.
There's steam coming up from table two. Wow.
I will say two.
Oh.
Table three, Rob.
There have been two Californians as presidents, as ACB president.
Okay, I'm going to go with three.
There goes
three.
Table three.
Nope. Are we up to table four now?
Yes.
How many? How many CCB presidents have also been ACB presidents?
One.
Correct. Interestingly enough, back in 1994, both individuals who became CCB president ran against each other for CCB president, and then they later end up as ACB presidents. One, Mitch. All right.
What table got the answer?
Four.
Four. Okay.
All right. Are we up to table five now?
Yes.
Okay. How many U.S. presidents were born in California?
Anybody know
how
that?
Many U.S. presidents were born in California?
All of them. Oh, sorry.
No. Anybody got an idea?
How many? We know it's less than 44.
Is it bigger than a bread basket? Oh.
Well, it depends on how big the number is.
Ah. How many legs does it have?
How
repeat the question.
How many U.S. presidents were born in California. What was that? What did you say? Say it again.
Oh, that was somebody else.
Oh, Peanut Gallery. Okay.
No, more than two.
Do 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 do.
How many did you say? Four.
Yeah.
No.
You get nothing.
Table six. Table six.
Next table.
Okay, table six. We say one.
Correct. Yay. Richard Nixon. Ronald Reagan was born in Illinois, and Herbert Hoover, who did become a student with California, was born in Iowa. Okay, we have to table seven. Okay. This is an easy one. In which year, you know, in which city was CCB formed? In which city was CCB formed?
Okay, Fresno?
Yes, Fresno.
Yay!
All
right, you're on the board.
What table number?
Seven.
Seven.
Okay.
All right. Table number eight. You ready? Yeah. Well, you know, it took that crowd a while to get in here from Fresno. That's right. Table number eight. Which city was not a California state capital? Which city was not a California state capital? San Francisco, Sacramento, San Jose, or Vallejo? Which city was not a California state capital?
I'm going to say Vallejo.
What, your answer is Vallejo?
Vallejo.
Wrong. It was the second capital of California.
Oh.
Okay, table nine.
Gotcha. Okay. Table number nine. Are we at the number nine?
Number nine.
I'm going out on the limb and say San Jose.
San Jose was the first capital. Oh. So is it San Francisco or Sacramento, table number 10?
Table 10.
I'm going to try San Francisco.
All right, so again, not state capital, table number 10, San Francisco or Sacramento?
I'm going to say San Francisco.
Good guess. Yay.
Table 10, got it right.
Table 10.
Table 11.
All right. Table number 11. The CCB founder, first CCB president, Dr. Newell Perry, had a PhD in what subject? Dr. Perry was a doctor of in what subject? This is table number 11. Oh. No ACV, no ABC, just what subject? Would you like a little help? It was in German, mathematics, philosophy, or botany? Dr. Newell Perry got his PhD in what subject? German, mathematics, philosophy, or botany? Did I get an answer?
Mathematics.
Mathematics is correct. In fact, he worked his way through school, through math.
Okay. Table 12.
Table 12.
So that was table 11, correct?
Yes. Okay, we did that one already. What was the prior name for the city of San Francisco? Before they called it San Francisco, what did they call it?
The land of goats? I don't know. All those hills.
Choice.
those hills.
Before San Francisco. Junipero Cerro, did you say?
The peanut gallery is jealous back there.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not. Have a word? Have a guess?
Pam.
Golden Hills. We don't know.
No. Okay, we'll move on to the next table. Okay.
Table 13.
Table 13.
Okay. Lucky number 13.
Okay. Yerba Buena.
Correct. Yerba
Buena.
That
was table 13, Donna.
And could you imagine the Yerba Buena Giants?
You bet I could.
The Yerba Buena Giants. All right. So we have to. Which table are we up to now?
Table number one.
Okay. Which CCB board member is a retired English professor?
Roger Peterson.
Is there? Did we get an answer there? Say that again.
Roger Peterson.
Nope, not Roger.
Nope.
Afraid not.
Table two.
Board member who is a retired English professor.
English professor.
That's actually a clue.
Judy Wilkinson.
Yes, Judy Wilkinson. Okay, table number three.
Yay!
They had to wait until their grades came back. Who was California's last male U.S. senator? It's been a long time, hasn't it? The last male U.S. senator.
Oi. Whatchamacallit.
And this is not an easy one.
Well, I guess I'll have to go with Alan Cranston.
He was almost, but just barely not. There was one other one who was appointed later.
That almost four. Just barely not.
No.
Because you done goofed.
No, please don't make me do halves.
No, I think I may get let one or two tables at most try this one because this is really hard. So.
Oh. They're conferring over there.
He might, yeah.
Wow, I know he's all the way 13.
I'm going to let this table try and
Bernice
the next table.
Bernice is putting the pressure on Roger.
Ooh.
She said, come on, Roger. Come on. You can do it. Oh.
Do you want to pass on this one?
You can take a Pasadena.
Oh. Those are almost as bad as mine.
I know, it's catchy.
Yes, it is.
I didn't get vaccinated.
Shall I move on? Would you guys like to have the answer? Yes?
Okay.
Jeff, do you know this one?
Wait.
Jeff.
But table
wait.
Five.
Does table five want to give it a try? Table five?
Oh, is table four going to do it?
Table four wants to try it?
Or did you pass? Come on, hurry up.
It's time. Table four, you have
table
it?
Table four,
we're passing.
You're passing.
Okay, table five.
Table five will have the last shot at this one. Nope.
Table five.
You want me to keep going?
Pass!
You want me to keep going?
Table six.
Table six. Table six.
No, we're passing.
Table seven. Table seven. Shall we move on to table eight? Seven.
Okay.
They're working on it.
Hold on. Uh-oh.
There's steam coming out of their ears.
Ed,
Make sure they're not cheating.
Kawakawa. I can't.
That's right. Put down those iPhones.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Put down those iPhones.
Down with those iPhones.
I have a rated iPhone and I know how to use it.
Did you say S.I. Hayakawa?
Yes.
Nope.
Nope.
Shall I continue the torture?
Table 9.
Pete Wilson.
Nope, but you're really close now. Nope. Table 10.
Table 10. Lee? Yeah.
Table 10.
Pete Wilson.
Uh-oh. Getting warmer.
I pass. I have no
idea. Table 11. Table 11.
Go ahead, Jeff. Is that you, Jeff?
No.
Table 11.
Table 11.
You got it? What do you pass it?
What is it?
Thomas Kegel.
Nope.
Ooh. Nope.
Table 12.
Okay, table.
Table 12.
George Murphy.
No.
Ooh, no.
Table 13. Well, I guess we'll go with John Tunney.
Yeah, no. You were halfway there.
No.
Have we gone through all the tables?
Table 1. No, one.
Table 1, last.
We lost. Okay. I don't know if we're back to table 1 now.
Table 1. You know, you made Kevin get off of his feet. He goes, we could get a shot at it. I know it.
He's at the head table.
But we don't get to play.
Your table doesn't have a number, Kevin.
I know. We don't get to play. Table 1.
Okay. Did you get it? Pass? I think we've gone through everyone, haven't we?
Yes, you have.
Yep.
Table 2, you want to give one last shot? Nope. Kevin, do you know it?
Kevin, who is it?
You're right, Kevin. Pete Wilson was elected governor, and he picked John Seymour, a state senator, to be senator. And just to show the wisdom of his choice, we have had women Democrats ever since as senators.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Good.
That
for
was
you.
Brutal. Don't worry. None of the rest of them are that hard. Table 1. Which very active CCB member was born in Italy? He's not very active these days, Ken.
Someone needs to put that guy outside.
Which active CCB member was born in Italy?
Okay, who's got duct tape?
Table 1.
Give them duct tape.
Oh my God.
Pass.
Okay, table 2.
Number 2.
Coming around.
Active CCB member born in Italy.
Vita
Zavoli. That's correct.
Yay!
Hi, Vita. Table 3. Hawthorne is the hometown of which 1960s rock band? Did I hear number 2? Table 2?
No, table 3.
Table 3. Again, Hawthorne is the hometown of which 1960 California rock band?
I'm going to go with Jan and Dean.
Nope. Table 4. Which band?
Yeah, shouldn't listen to those guys in the back. They don't know what they're talking about.
Table 4.
Beach Boys.
Yes, the Beach Boys. The Wilson brothers were born in Hawthorne.
Okay, table 5.
Table 5. What CCB board member met their spouse at a CCB conference?
You guys know?
Well, there are a lot of them, I think.
Donna and Mitch.
What CCB board member met their spouse at a CCB conference?
Donna?
Pardon?
Donna and Mitch?
Nope.
No.
Table 6.
Board member.
Oh, we need a minute.
Number 6.
Roger Peterson.
Nope.
No.
That was at an ACB convention.
Table 7.
Table 7. was, pardon?
Okay, quick guess.
Board member.
Oh, I know. We can't. Artie Spazin?
Nope.
Darn.
No.
Those are good ones, though.
People late.
Peter Pardini and Alice?
He...
No.
Remember, board member.
He's an ossifer.
Table nine.
Jeff and Leslie?
No.
No.
Remember,
table 10.
Board member. Not immediate past president. Board member.
Eric Smiley.
It was Eric. Yay. Smiley. Eric met Karen at the CCB convention.
Okay, table 11.
All right. How many times have the Olympic Games been held in California? A, 2, B, 3, C, 4, or D, 5? All. Olympic Games.
Is it 2?
2, 3, 4, or 5?
Table 11 says 2.
Table 11 said 2?
Table 11 says 2.
Too bad.
Oh.
Table 12.
Table 12. 3, 4, or 5? How many times has California hosted the Olympics? 3, 4, or 5?
We're going to guess 3.
Correct. You got to remember Squaw Valley.
Okay, we're at table 13 now.
All right. Table 13. Which CCB leader is an organ donor?
Oh, wait. Somebody's cheating at that table, I think.
Put down that iPhone.
Ed, you have to watch him. Keep an eye on him, Ed. Don't let him use those iPads.
Which CCB leader? I know you won't find this one in an iPhone.
Gabe Griffin.
Yes, it was Gabe.
That was table 13.
And then I guess he missed his kidney, so he married her.
Yeah. Mitch said he kept it in the family.
All right. What California park contains the world's oldest trees?
Oh.
Angeles National Park, Sequoia National Forest, or the Redwood National Forest?
Mitch is being bad.
Naughty, naughty.
Sequoia?
Okay, Angeles, Sequoia, or Redwood?
Hey, be quiet back there. You can't play.
Table? Which table is that? We have the two?
If we can't play, you can't play.
What's your pick? What's your choice?
Redwood.
Redwood? Nope. So is it Angeles or Sequoia?
Okay, what table are we at now?
Okay, number two.
No, they said that.
No, they said Redwood.
No, number two.
Table two.
Okay, table two.
Angeles or Sequoia?
Sequoia.
Yes, Sequoia. The old giant Sequoia trees. You want to do
three.
Really?
But he's saying the most.
Whoa.
Okay. Let's see.
Table two is ahead of everybody.
I just have a couple more.
Else.
In fact, I have one more. Last question.
Oh. Table number three.
Which CCB has literally written the book on organizational leadership? Which CCB leader has written books on organizational leadership?
Artis Basin.
Yes. And who's our scorer over here? How are we doing on scoring?
Okay.
What's the result?
The result is the winner. Dun, 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 dun. table number 2 with 4
congratulations.
Points.
Congratulations. All right. Congratulations. I hope you all had a lot of fun with that. I had fun making up the, I had fun finding those questions, and that was
table,
a lot of fun.
Table number 2 got 4 answers correct, so they were
all
the
right.
winner with 4.
Very good. Well, we have just a couple of things to finish. First off, do we have any more door
prizes?
Hold on
1 second.
What?
I have a question, Ed.
Yes?
How many people are at table number 2?
How many people are at table number 2? 7?
How many bags of fudge do we have left?
How many bags of fudge do we have
left? Do we have 7 bags of fudge?
Do we have 7 bags of fudge? We have 6 bags of fudge.
All right.
Shall we give our 6 bags of fudge to table 2?
Yay!
Congratulations, table 2.
Let them eat fudge, our treasurer says.
So everybody's going to be following around table 2 for the next 12 hours.
Katrina, thank you.
Very good. Madam President, shall we do a door prize?
Yes.
They're conferring.
Let's give a cash prize.
Cash prize.
$25 donated by who? From Bayview.
$25
chapter.
From Bayview.
And let's see, who should draw? We'll have Mitch draw.
Maybe we should have somebody from table 2. They're lucky.
Okay. Beverly Clifford!
All right. She is lucky tonight. More,
Beverly
or should we move
Clifford.
On?
Okay, we are going to go ahead and save the rest of our door prizes for the business meeting tomorrow.
All right. I believe, do we have a raffle or something?
Oh, no, I think we're done. Don't you think we're done? Oh, we're not?
I think there may be a, hello? There may be a
yes, Pam. And...
Oh, I like that.
That's a good idea.
Should we meet the
Do you
geniuses
meet
at table
2?
Two?
The elite table 2.
The California CCB experts.
We could meet table 2, yeah.
Who wants table 2? Do I hear a show of hands?
Let's meet table 2. Ed, can you do the microphone to table 2 so that folks can know who is at table 2?
Good evening. Thank you, everybody. My name is Aaron Smiley, a board member and a member of Redwood Empire Council of the Blind, as well as the ACB Capital Chapter.
And husband of Karen Smiley. This is Gigi DeMarie.
Larry Hall, proud member of Redwood Empire Chapter in Santa Rosa, and a proud member of San Francisco.
Yay, Larry. Hey, Larry, I didn't know you were here. Wow.
Lorraine Theveny, first-timer from Redwood Chapter.
No wonder they got so many questions right.
Diane Deutsch from Redwood Empire Chapter in Greater Bakersfield.
Oh, right.
No wonder they. That's going to be a fun train ride tomorrow.
Who else?
Bill Gillespie.
Bill.
From Redwood Empire Chapter. And I'm also the vice president.
Yay, Bill. Who else?
Pam Pology, San Gabriel Valley Chapter, credentials chair, and proud member of Table 2.
Woo!
Yay.
All right.